Ya Allah, grant me anything that's most pleasing to you. Ya Allah, grant me anything that's most pleasing to you.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madi Channel, welcome to another series of behavior issues. Today, inshallah, our topic will be electronic devices. And we know that today our children are carrying these electronic devices, all types of devices like this. And what are the harms of this? What are the benefits of this? Inshallah, we will learn in regards to this. But let's listen to a benefit of reciting peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, recite salat upon me once, Allah Azza wa Jal sends 10 mercies upon him and writes 10 virtuous deeds in his book of deeds. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala. So my dear Islam brothers, today's topic, electronic devices. First of all, alhamdulillah, Dr. you're aware that there are many types of electronic devices which have been created in our time, from a very small size to huge things. A lot of the times, people are attracted towards these electronic devices. And there was a time when we didn't have any of these, but there's so much of these, and everyone wants one, whether it's a tablet, mobile phone, or other, a laptop or computer and all this.
If we sitting in this room, we've got this mic that's an electronic device. We've got these cameras, the light. These are electronic devices. And obviously we got these mobile phones, tablets and so forth. These are all electronic devices as well. What we are talking about, or what we will be focusing upon, is mostly handheld electronic devices. So tablets and the mobile phones or other game consoles and so forth.
Before going on to mentioning, obviously the first thing is everyone's, even the viewers of Madni Channel are going to be start thinking, okay, they're going to start onto a negative wave. I want to talk about some of the positive things, the positive ways of using this. Obviously, there is positive use of these, alhamdulillah, electronic devices. We could see through social media. Madani Channel is one of the great and positive electronic device, you can say, of our time. And is the benefit of this device is, alhamdulillah, it's saving the imans of thousands of people and millions of people throughout the world.
Definitely, Abdul Hanan, by electronic devices, they have so much positive effect and influence on our lives. For example, with the blessing of these electronic devices, the world has actually shrunk to such an extent that it's at our fingertips. Someone who is sitting thousands of miles away, I can actually not just speak to them, but I can actually even see them and what they are doing. And if they are my relatives and the loved ones, then that gives me peace and comfort and the pleasure that I'm talking to them. And from a religious point of view, if I'm doing it with the right intention of showing love and affection towards my relatives, then I will get reward for this. You also mentioned in the sense the religious benefits of these electronic devices. No matter wherever you are, as long as you got the internet connection, you can watch Madani Channel. You could listen to the radio service of Dawat Islami, where the further knowledge is being learnt. You could be driving in the car and you could be listening to this further ulum course that is there. Or you could simply be listening to a not which is having a calming effect on you. These are, and you can read books and so forth, listen to the bayans and the speeches of Amir al-Sunnat and the Muballighins of Dawat Islami.
MashaAllah, one of the beauties that I remember there was a time when you didn't want to carry the Quran with you everywhere because you could be in disrespect. Now it's on your tablet, on your phone, whenever you are, you're in the bus, you can be on a plane, you can be traveling, coming from work, going to work, and you got the benefit that you can open up the Quran and you can start reading wherever you are.
Exactly. And if we look at from a worldly benefits point of view, is again, for example, children coming home, they need to learn about a particular topic. Gone are the days that you had to go to library to get a book and come and read, or get an CD-ROM on an encyclopedia. All of these things have actually now come into your mobile phone. You just need an internet connection, and you could search for anything and everything wherever you are from an educational point of view. Let's look at more worldly benefits, that you are going to go on Umrah or Hajj, or you're going to go and see your relatives, and you don't actually need to go and see someone in person to book your ticket. You could simply enter basic details and the computer or the mobile phone will actually do all the hard work and give you the cheapest tickets. Save you money, save you time. You can focus on something else. And other, worldly benefits, the more we actually use, the more benefits that we can think about these electronic devices. So whatever is the benefit is the benefit. We have to accept that.
It's like Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah. Time to time I've given the example of a knife. You can cut an apple with it, or you can kill someone with it. So it's obviously the right usage of these devices, alhamdulillah, where we can benefit. And we can get so much benefit out of these things, alhamdulillah. Let's move on with the silsila in the sense that we've looked at the benefits of these, a few of the benefits of these electronic devices. But the same time, whereas technology has progressed, it also has a harmful effect on the physical body of someone, whether it's his eyesight, his hearing. So obviously, it has a negative side in the physical effect onto a person's body. What sort of harms do these devices have?
Well, definitely, these devices, they use what we call as, if I could just use the general term, electromagnetic waves. So some are these microwaves, some of these are radio waves and so forth. And these waves, they carry an energy. When you put, let's take the example of microwave. It uses microwaves. That's why it's called a microwave. Microwaves are of a particular length that actually they carry energy.
I've heard regarding microwaves that it can kill a person. Is that true?
I think, clearly if you're going to put your hand in a microwave and start it, then definitely will cause damage to your skin and so forth. But as long as it is encased and closed properly, it is safe to use. Now, microwaves, they carry energy. You know, imagine the glass of water. You put it in the microwave for 1 minute, the water will begin to boil. That's an energy. You could have put that, water on a gas fire, and the gas would have released the energy in terms of heat, and that would have boiled the water. So in essence, what I'm saying is that all these waves, they carry energy. Some form of these energies are harmful. This is at the moment a very big debate ongoing at the moment, that are these electronic devices harmful? All I can say is, whatever the conclusion is from this debate, World Health Organization, which is the worldwide body of medical experts, they have recently given their guidelines regarding the use and the time that one should be able to use about these handheld devices, whether it is a TV screen, mobile phone, then the tablets and so forth. I remember in the early days of me being a doctor, we used to advise parents that they should not give the electronic devices any more than 2 hours to their children. That time period over the last few years has significantly come down, and there is now a consensus of opinion that probably that should be reduced to 30 minutes a day.
Dr. Saab, we are seeing the total opposite. I basically, if I was to say on a weekend a child uses these devices to 4 to 5 hours, I wouldn't be wrong. On a daily basis.
And definitely, as I said, that the energy that is being released by these electronic devices, clearly they are receiving this these are, you know, whether they are radio waves or whatever waves they are, then, and you are very close to these. I don't want to, so I'm a medical professional, so I'm not going to say something which doesn't have evidence behind it. And you can say, I mean, viewers of Madni Channel will agree with me, is I know personally children whose eyesight has become so weak. Why? Because they've been using a lot of, handheld devices. And that's a light energy that is affecting their eye muscles, that is affecting their delicate lens inside the eye, and they are needing glasses.
It's like every household nowadays, it seems like, I remember going back 20-odd years ago, there were only a handful of people who were wearing glasses. It seems like everyone's wearing, whether they're filing a style or a way, but it seems like every household, almost every child is actually wearing glasses.
Definitely, you know, it's enough to say that the weak eyesight is on the rise. You can also look at the effects of these electronic devices on your body just in general. Children by nature, they run around and play, which actually keeps their body fit and healthy. It makes their bones grow. You know, believe it or not, but from a medical point of view, those children who are physically more active, they will actually be taller in height. Why? Because their bones will actually grow faster. And they will actually be taller in height to a certain extent.
I spend most of my time physically running, so must be the height from that.
That is a contributing factor. But that's during the childhood. Once your bones have grown up to a certain degree, they will not any further. So look at the children, what they are doing. They are sitting on the couch 4 or 5 hours spending time. Childhood obesity is a cancer of this time. The medical professionals, they are extremely worried about childhood obesity. Many times I myself have given this example on Madani Channel, that there is a type of diabetes called type 2 diabetes, which only happens in the later years of life to those people who are overweight and their cell structure changes because of the fat cells. Children who are obese, they are getting type 2 diabetes. And that's purely because of lack of exercise. Yes, there are lots of other factors, which I could name 10 other factors contributing to this. However, this use of electronic devices is one of the important factors. Because if they are addicted to these, they are going to be sitting down, they're not going to be running around, and by nature, they are going to actually not burn those calories, and they will gain weight.
Dr. Saab, we don't want to be going too much into the effect of these things. Obviously, it's obvious, and it's a lot of people are aware that these things are happening, the health issues are happening, the sites are being affected by these electronic devices. The other thing is, Dr. Saab, regarding this, there's a harmful effects of these things, but there's also, with the physical effect of these things, there's also the effect of mental state. Sometimes you find people who are addicted to tablets or even, inshallah, we'll go on onto computer games and these sort of things, how they are actually affected by it in mentally and how it's taken over their mind, in the sense that I remember I went to meet someone once, and their son was playing in the house, and he was on the computer game. And I walked in and I said, Assalamu alaikum. He didn't reply. Then I put my hand forward to say, Assalamu alaikum. And all he did was, his one hand was on the control pad, and his other hand just came like this. And he literally shake my hand playing, and he didn't want to be disturbed. So, and then he carried on. That's how much he was overtaken by the game which he was playing, or his involvement in this electronic device.
Now, clearly, from a mental health point of view, I could spend hours talking about that, but I'll be as brief as I could. There are effects on self-esteem by these games. There are effects on the self-confidence by the use of electronic media, handheld devices. There is effect on the relationship. These individuals, there is research, and the children who are using handheld devices, social media, whatever, they have a higher level of anxiety. They have lower level of self-confidence. They are poor at developing relationships in real life face-to-face when they go to school or other institutes. Clearly, this will then lead to mental health problems like depression and so forth, combined with other factors as well. Then also, if you look at it from a mental health point of view, it's the behavioral difficulties. They're part of our mental thought processes. This has become the need of the child. And we, as we covered in one of the previous episodes, that if the needs are not being met, and it was the tantrum episode that we did, if the needs are not being met, this will give rise to emotional difficulties. And that because children don't have emotional intelligence, so they will then present with problematic behavior. Now, the child has got the need to use the mobile phone, whatever they use it for. And the parents are denying that need, and the child will present with behavioral difficulties. The child will be angry, the child will be snappy, the child will be shouting, the child may be sort of fighting with their other brothers and sisters. If they are elder and more powerful, they will actually then go and, you know, physically hurt their siblings as well, and so forth. I have children as well. And I myself find it very difficult to create a balance between the use of handheld devices. I will not say, I wish I could say that completely stop them, but unfortunately that's in reality is not possible in this day and age. But to teach your child to make less and less use of these, the mobile phone or other handheld devices, it is a very difficult job.
Just want to say one thing, Dasab. In our time, you know, our parents were just to keep us in the house, they would try to get us some sort of electronic device, whether it was a computer or something. And, you know, just to keep us in the house. And we still didn't want to spend time in it. It was boring to be sitting in that position and to spend, we would rather be out doing something more exciting, more physical activity. Why has this system changed? Why has everyone gone towards electronic devices and leaving out physical stuff which were benefit for them?
There is a clever psychology behind all this. The psychology behind all this is the reward system of human body. Those people who develop the games, those people who develop the cartoons, those people who develop other sort of play material that the children can play with, even adults, they utilize this psychology of a reward system of our brain, reward mechanism. They have extensively studied the behavior psychology behind this. They have extensively studied the release of the neurotransmitters in our brain, the chemicals in our brain, that without getting a sweet by playing, when you are playing a game, you're not getting a sweet, you're not getting a praise, but inside the game, they've put rewards. They put rewards like how many lives you have, how many, I don't know, these coins that you have, how many chest of drawers that you have. So they have put in these reward mechanisms within these games that brain is actually receiving the same impact from these games that it was receiving by having physical interaction. Now, this is why when you see, when we go and visit another family member, we want our children to go to their home and play with their child. But what happens? They take their phones. My child will take my phone, they'll be sitting down, and no physical interaction, but both of them playing the game. I would like to request to the parents, for themselves and for their children, try to realize that the people behind, the developers behind these games, developers behind these cartoons, they are utilizing this reward mechanism negatively to get you and your children addicted to these things. And they are addicted to these things. We will have another episode where we will cover about, you know, the behavioral difficulties from the social media and the violence and so forth. But definitely all I can say is that if we are able to realize that the people behind this, they've got this mindset, and they now they are actually taking advantage of your weaknesses by giving you reward through the games, and your mind is perceiving this as a pleasurable activity. You yourself and the children, and especially for adults, for parents, is the social media, whether it is the Facebook and the Twitter and the Instagram. They are spending hours and hours on this. Why? Because they are getting that reward, whatever form or shape it may be in. So try to realize this cunning plan of these developers and the psychology that is behind this, and try to defeat this. If I could say mafia, try to defeat this by having more physical interaction, by sitting with your children and talking to them and giving them a reward in a number of different ways, so that they do not need to go to these games to get the reward.
It's not just games overall. Using the tablet, using the mobile phone, it's become such an addiction that people are spending so much time on it, whether they're just sitting and just typing, sitting and texting. I remember there was a time when people would actually use the mobile phone, be a quick call, asking the person how you are, what you're speaking to them, and you actually communicate with them in the sense. And then that time is gone. Now it's everyone doesn't even bother with that. He sits there and he types.
I can see in the sense that as human beings, because we are social, we are what we call as gregarious. We want to be in groups, and we want to talk to people, and we want to be appreciated. And because of this social nature of ours, we want to be in touch. However, through mobile phone, unfortunately, we've gone to another extreme. We are so much in touch that our body is always receiving this information, whether this information is in the form of videos, whether this information is in the form of words, or in the form of voice. Our body is receiving all this information. It is overloaded with this information. Why do we need to sleep? You know, from day one, we had the need to sleep before the advent of electricity and the media, because your brain needs to shut down from all this information overload, whether it is in the form of sunlight, whether it is form of noise, whether it is form of physical touch and all these, verbally and so forth. Your brain needs to shut, to relax, to rest. What was happening before the advent of social media and so forth, people were not having too much or not having over interaction with the other people. So they were much more relaxed and they were much more calm. Now what is happening is all the time we are connected with people. And it is clearly leading to an effect. For example, I was going to record this silsila. I did not purposefully check my mobile phone. Why? Because I needed to concentrate, and there must have been some 1, 2, 3, 4 pieces of information that will distract me, that may make me a little bit worried, and I will not be able to concentrate. Now, afterwards, I will actually check, and whatever effect it will have on me, that's up to me. But this is an example of how people are overloaded with all this information through text messages, through typing, and this is leading to increased level of anxiety, depression, mental health problems, and bullying. You know, we've completely forgot to mention bullying. Cyberbullying is on the rise. Physical bullying, whereas it was restricted to a school environment or face-to-face interaction, now cyberbullying, you cannot get rid of it even in the comfort of your own bed. So clearly, you know, these are, you know, too much interaction with others. It is overloading our body with all this information that our brain's not able to cope, and that's why we are getting mentally ill.
Except I want to turn to the other side of things is, where we got electronic device, how can we change the mindset of someone and the views of Madani Channel, moving away from electronic device and using other device, other things? I wouldn't say devices. For example, you can do the reading on your tablet. by picking up a book and reading. You can recite the Quran onto your tablet by having the Quran itself and reading it from there. How can we give that mindset? Because obviously there's benefits of that. If you're holding the Quran itself, I don't think the reward would be the same in carrying it on a tablet. Touching it also would have more benefits. So how can we give the viewers of Madri Channel this mindset that to turn towards them and to give time towards them things as well?
I think they will need a therapy for this. Everyone is such a bad condition. Even if I were to think about myself, what people could try, and they will exactly understand why I'm saying they will need a therapy. Try to have mobile free time in your home. So when you come from work and so forth, that's the time, half an hour or 40 minutes, put the phone away.
Alhamdulillah, this is something which advice we've had from Nigrani Shura, Rukne Shura, Amile Sunnat Damat Barakatum Alaliya. These type of advice we get time to time is putting that phone away for half an hour. When we walk in the house, it's there right in front of us. And we're walking in, there's not even a salam or greeting, asking. And our basically entrance in the home starts from there.
I mean, I'm probably, the victim of this as well, to a certain extent. And I try to improve myself on this as well. But imagine that when you put the phone away, what's the condition of your mind now? What's the condition of your heart now? And the phone's vibrating, ooh, this message could be from, I need to go and check it. And your anxiety level increases and your heart is beating, your body is now releasing the adrenaline from a chemical point of view, and you end up in a situation which is fight, flight or fright.
The way you're describing it seems like a drug addict. If he doesn't get that drug,
exactly,
his body is kicking in, try to get that.
Cravings you are getting in exactly what you described is the withdrawal symptoms. If someone's addicted to drugs and they're not getting the drug, they start getting withdrawal symptoms, and this is exactly what is happening, that we start getting these psychological withdrawal symptoms of just keeping the mobile phone away for 30 minutes. Just for 30 minutes. This is why I said that everyone will need a therapy. Where do you get that therapy from? I can tell you that as well. Madani Muzakara of Amiri Ahle Sunnat every Saturday.
Dr. Sahib, alhamdulillah, one of the good benefits of using electronic device, Dawat Islami has obviously played a big role in this. What are some of the good stuff which Dawat Islami has presented for tablets and our mobile phones, things which we can download?
Dawat Islami's aim is that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. And our fight is against shaitan. Alhamdulillah, I can say very confidently that wherever there is a need, Dawat Islami is there to protect us from this harm. So Dawat Islami is a big shield that safeguards us against a lot of harm, emotional, physical, from a religious point of view, the effects of harmful effects of these interactions on our iman and so forth. MashaAllah, Dawat Islami, realizing the need for this, they've developed lots of applications as well. And you can search for Dawat Islami in applications, whichever system you use.
So you have the Madani Qaida, which is
Quran, you can touch and it will help you improve your pronunciation. Now it is the Hajj season very soon. Dawat Islami has got Hajj and Umrah application, which is a very, very amazing stepwise guide. Everyone has a mobile phone and they can follow stepwise this Hajj application. There are all these other applications in terms of the timings of the Salah. You are wherever you are, as long as you are connected to the internet, you can just simply at the click of a button, you can find out which direction the Qibla is and what time the Asr begins and what time the Maghrib begins and so forth. You got many other applications from Madani Inamat point of view, the Madani Channel application, Dawat Islami radio application. And again, there are obviously these amazing personalities of Nigrani Shura, Mufti Qasim. They've got their own applications as well. Darul Ifta Ahle Sunnat has got their own application in terms of gaining religious knowledge. And many times we may have a question in our mind, we can refer to Darul Ifta application. So there are many more.
So my dear Islam brothers, viewers of Manisan, alhamdulillah, these are some of the applications which Dawat Islami is giving. Download these applications, make use of them, inshallah azawajal. These will benefit you, these will benefit your children, inshallah azawajal. So may Allah azawajal give us the ability to follow these guidelines, follow these footsteps, inshallah. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Allah, grant me anything that is most pleasing to you. Ya Allah, grant me anything that is most